Today I'm speaking with Leanness Lifestyle Success, Karen Digby. Hello, Karen, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, we're talking on the phone, and I'm from Dixon, of course, as everyone knows, but where are you from?
I'm from Polo, which is close to Dixon.
Yeah, you're kind of, we call you a suburb, I guess.
Okay.
No, actually, you're in a neighboring town, and Polo is what, 10 miles?
Yeah, right around that way.
Something like that.
Too far, yeah.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What do you do? How old are you? How tall are you? Give us all the goodies.
Okay. Well, I'm 50 years old. I'm 5 foot and a half inch tall.
Well, you got to have that half inch, don't you?
A half inch. It counts when you're short. I work for the post office in Polo. I'm the postmaster there. Let's see, I'm married. I have a grown daughter that lives in Dixon. I started Leanness Lifestyle in January of last year, and it's just been wonderful ever since.
Okay, well, that's concise and informative all in the same. What has your history been like with weight? And tell us, you know, were you involved in any fitness activities when you were younger? What's your journey been like, and what, you know, previous diets, if any, have you done, and other structured programs and unstructured? And tell us kind of where you've been with regard to this whole weight loss and body transformation journey.
Well, probably I'll start back like within high school. I was never really overweight in high school, but I wasn't one of the thin girls, you know, as far as what some of them were. And really didn't have a problem with my weight, or I didn't think so then. But like after I got married and had kids, you know, then started putting on the weight, and went through a series of trying a lot of different diets, from Weight Watchers to cabbage soup diet, which was probably the most awful thing, to the high protein diets, and back and forth to Weight Watchers different times, and ultimately, you know, not achieving continued success. Probably I was never real active. Of course, we didn't have sports when I was in high school either. So, you know, the exercise was a big missing factor in a lot of the different things that I tried, along with a lot of other things, too.
Sure. Well, tell us about some of those things that you did with regard to whether it was Weight Watchers or maybe something that's, you know, structured and not completely off the wall like the cabbage soup diet. You know, I think everybody can kind of look at that and go, okay, yeah, I can kind of see where that, you know, a single food isn't going to probably do it. But Weight Watchers just looked at with, you know, some applause and admiration and other things like that, because it's a structured program. They give, you know, the weekly meetings, and they do a number of things right, and I'm going to give them credit for that. But with that being said, why were you still looking after you had done Weight Watchers?
Well, I had tried Weight Watchers several times, but I never achieved success with it. And, of course, you know, I would get disgusted and I would quit. And, you know, and I never knew why it really didn't work. Well, then when I came to Leanness Lifestyle, then I found the answers as to why that didn't work.
Okay.
Weight Watchers didn't give you enough information for you to be successful. They didn't stress exercise, which is, you know, just very, very important, you know, from the resistance training to the aerobics. You know, it makes a complete package. But also they didn't give you enough information, for instance, like, you know, you should limit, you know, like your beef and that, and what a better choice chicken is nutritionally. They didn't stress the importance of eating like 4 cups of vegetables a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or you didn't have the information from, like you do with Leanness Lifestyle, like, If you eat high carbs, that you're going to see a temporary weight gain. You know, it just, all the information wasn't there.
Okay. So it was just, there were still some holes that weren't filled in, and with those holes not being filled in, it left it as too much of a mystery, which left a lot of room for frustration.
Well, right, and ultimately failure and not success.
Exactly.
It wasn't geared to an individual. It was geared to a group.
Okay.
So what might work for one person wouldn't work for another.
Okay. So tell us about your weight then over the years. What's your weight done? Where's it been?
I, you know, probably like out of high school, I was around 130. I went up to a high actually in January when I started this of 196.
You were 196 when you started the Leanest Lifestyle
in
January.
When I started Leanest Lifestyle, yes.
Okay.
And then from there, I went down to 163 when I started the summer challenge.
Okay.
And I made up my mind I was going to do it. But, of course, you know, I didn't know, you know, it was like, oh, man, can I lose this much weight, you know, 10%. Mm-hmm. Because that was going to take me lower than I've been in years, you know, and I didn't even think it was possible anymore.
What was lower than you had been in years? What number?
To get into the 140s.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, I didn't think that, you know, I'd ever see that again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, okay, so I did this. I followed everything that we're supposed to do, and it was almost like a miracle, but it really wasn't because it worked,
right.
You know, and I was, you know, it was just really, really exciting. I mean, you know, it's like mm-hmm. you knew, I mean, you know, it just, I, you know, that's what they say. It's so exciting because you get on the scale and, yay, it'd go down, and the exercise, you know, that was just, you know, the other great part of it, you know, because that helped, because then you're burning calories, and when you use all the tools that are online and you plug them in, then you can see, too, how that, you know, relates to each other.
Right.
Shows you how important, you know, that the exercise is.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're doing the resistance training, then, you know, that's another whole avenue of, you know, that I hadn't been, you know, I hadn't been there before. And to do that, I mean, it's just wonderful what it did for size-wise, what you wore in clothes.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
Because, you know, I never wore the size I'm wearing now, or I never remember wearing it.
That's awesome. It does.
Yeah.
It's what I said over and over again. It's just so nice to hear it echoed again as well from someone who's, you know, just kind of begun resistance training since the beginning of the year. What a difference it can make in your shape.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I was like, when I started this, I was buying like size 16 pants in the women's department, and now I buy 4s and 6s.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, and I still have you know, weight to lose yet. You
right.
know,
sure.
I'm not there yet, but you know, I'm thrilled.
That's awesome. Well,
this is wonderful.
So Let's talk about that. You started at 196. You came into the summer challenge at 163, I think.
Right.
And what did you weigh at the end of the challenge, or what do you weigh today, whatever's lower?
I lost 20 pounds. My 10% was right around 16 pounds, and I was amazed I lost 20 pounds during the challenge. So I was pleased.
143.
Yeah. And I've even went down a size, you know, since the challenge ended. And I know, you know, the resistance training has a lot to do with that.
Well, that's 53 pounds, too, since the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
awesome. It's wonderful. I mean.
Besides just everyday life events that are coming at us every day anyway, is there anything that, had you not had maybe the structure or the focus that you had really most of the year as you've been losing weight, that anything that came your way that could have really thrown you for a loop? I mean, anything that would have otherwise maybe on, say, a diet that doesn't have more of an all-encompassing lifestyle, emotional, psychological component to it, is there, you know, are there things that came your way that you just know that could have easily derailed you?
Without the lifestyle, yeah, I think so. When I went on vacation this year, I planned a vacation for a week out west. It went to Santa Fe. And, you know, so there was some thought into what I was going to do. But it was great because I knew if I made certain choices that, you know, I would do okay on vacation. And that was also during the summer challenge. And I did. I came home and I weighed less. So it was great. You know, I had enough knowledge from the program that I could order, you know, grilled chicken for a meal, or mm-hmm. something that had grilled chicken in it, or egg beaters for breakfast, you know, and then, of course, during the challenge, I had my birthday, I turned 50, so we had a big party, and planned accordingly for that, you know, so I didn't go off track just because, you know, I had a birthday party. We planned food accordingly for that, but just all the information there allowed me to do that and stay on track.
That's awesome. Well, tell us what a typical day has been like for you eating-wise. Take us through your food from morning to bedtime.
Okay. Well, I work in an office setting most of the time at work. So what I do is I pack a lunch to take with me. And so I always pack some type of protein. The things that I like are like turkey, or I buy lunch meat in the Glad containers, like the turkey or the ham or the roast beef. I look for things that are low in fat. So
mm-hmm.
I make sure I always have protein
mm-hmm.
because that's important. I'm a big fan of celery. I eat, when you buy the whole big stock, I eat anywhere from half of that to the whole thing every day. That helps me get my vegetables in there. I pack fruit in my lunch pail so I can have that for a snack if I, you know, decide that I want the fruit. I also buy, like, the Pop-Pep cans of tuna, and I have those available to eat. And I like the tuna because that's high in protein and it's low in calories, so it's a really good value.
Mm-hmm.
I also have popcorn that I found that I like that I keep in my lunch pail at all times. Then when I come home for supper, that becomes the stuff that's in my lunch pail becomes my breakfast and or my lunch or the combination between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a snacker, so the celery really helps with the snacking thing. Then in the evening for supper, it's usually, you know, some type of carbohydrate, whether it's a baked potato or a baked sweet potato, and then some type of lean protein. It might be ham, might be chicken. Occasionally now is beef, you know, whether it's a steak or pork chop, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, lots smaller proportions than what I used to. And then I also try to have a couple vegetables to go along with that.
Awesome. Now, maybe you cover it because you were putting a lot of foods together there, and I might have got lost a little bit.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Anything after supper?
Anything after supper? Yeah, I usually have a little snack after supper.
Okay.
And that snack after supper, it might be like an ice cream treat. There's some out there that are good and low in calories, which would be like a Weight Watchers Mousse Bar.
Right.
Or Healthy Choice has some out there. Dole has some fruit pops that
mm-hmm.
are really good and
mm-hmm.
low in calories. Or, you know, if I haven't had the popcorn or a lot of carbohydrates, it might be the popcorn. But yeah, there is something that you have. The other thing that I really like that gets me through a lot too is having flavored coffee.
Oh,
a lot of times, you know, you don't have any calories with it, but it's just the extra flavor gives you some satisfaction.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's so true. Yeah, that's great advice too for other people that are looking to try and spice things up if they're a coffee drinker. You know,
right.
You got to do things in some ways to kind of not necessarily trick your brain, but you've got to make sure as best as you can that you don't try and get through every day in a suffering mode.
Right. And I think looking for variety, that's why I mentioned, you know, some of the different things. And I do like vegetables. So, you know, it's a different types of vegetables, you know, which, you know, from broccoli to cauliflower to Brussels sprouts to green beans, all the traditional low-calorie ones. And
mm-hmm.
they're good.
What do you do to your vegetables to spice them up or make them taste good? Anything?
Well, the thing I really like to do with a lot of my vegetables is I like to add vinegar to them, the apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah?
If you take and you sprinkle that over it, it gives it a whole different flavor. I really like doing it with green beans and with spinach.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that after you've steamed it, or is that when they're cold, or what?
No, after you've cooked them, when they're hot yet, then you just take, I have a little cruet that I keep full of vinegar all the time, and then just sprinkle some across the top. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives it a whole different flavor and, you know, makes it really good. And, it, you know, it's better than just having them plain. And I think that's what you need to do.
Any other dressings, spices, or anything else that you do with your veggies? Anything you do to hide them? You don't need to because you like them.
I like vegetables, but some of the things that I do sometimes, but you really have to watch in moderation, is I like to take a little bit of bacon and cut up and fry it. But then you got to account for the fat that's in that,
yeah,
too, when you do that. But that's really good, too, to add to it. Sometimes maybe a sprinkle of cheese across the top is good, too.
Right. Right. Like you said, you're talking about a sprinkling. You're not talking about, you know, 2 cups.
Oh, no, maybe an ounce at the very most, and
sure,
maybe only half an ounce.
Right.
But, you know, it really adds to it and makes them good. The other thing I really like to do in the summer is I have a George Foreman grill, is get that out and slice up the fresh vegetables and spray it with a little bit of Pam and put those vegetables on there and cook them. Oh, it's wonderful.
Was there anything harder during this transformation at any time so far that was harder than you thought it would be or easier than you thought it would be?
Well, exercise was easier than I thought it would be.
Oh, okay. Why was that? Did you get some help? What'd you do? What'd you do to make it easier? Or was it just easier?
Well, first of all, I just started doing what I knew how to do. And then I went and I ordered a couple of the books from you that talked about how to do the exercises.
Oh, right, the strength training anatomy and stuff.
Right,
right.
Yes. So that was helpful. And I worked through the workout generator by going back and forth through the books and did those. And then I reached a point where after 12 weeks I really didn't know what to do. So I called you and you were very helpful in, you know, getting me set on the next 12 weeks. Of course, having never lifted weights before, I really didn't know. It was
right,
all kind of new.
Sure.
So that was real helpful. Probably the thing that was the hardest for me was getting all the computer stuff down.
Oh,
but
right.
That just took time and working through, and, of course, I wouldn't give it up now.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, what about activity? What's your resistance training minutes like and your cardio minutes like, and kind of how do you split it up?
Well, I plan to do, I like to do 240 minutes a week. That's what works for me with my schedule. Now, I might do more than that, but that's usually what I plug in to figure out. And that's figuring 40 minutes a day, I believe that works out too.
Okay.
6 times 4, yes, 240. And so that's, I go out and walk 4 days a week for 40 minutes. But, you know, if I have a day that I have more time, I try to bump that up to an hour. And when I go to the Y to do my weights or the resistance training,
mm-hmm,
I plug in 40 minutes, but it usually takes me an hour. So 2 days a week I'm going and doing that.
Okay.
So 2 days a week doing weights and 4 days a week walking.
And then one full day off.
One full day off.
Yeah,
right.
Awesome. Do you still feel the pull, you know, even today, even with the success you've had of the foods that are the comfort foods or the foods that are, you know, we would consider maybe trigger foods or pleasure foods or whatever you want to call them? Do you still feel that pull? And if you do feel that pull, what do you do to not always crumble?
Well, yeah, I think there's times you want things that maybe you used to eat out of control with, but now, you know, if it's something that I really want, then I make up my mind, yeah, I'm going to have it, but I'm going to have it in a controlled portion, and I'm going to plan for it so you know what it's doing to your day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, one of my favorites still is coconut cream pie, but I don't have it every time I turn around and I don't have a whole pie. There's a local restaurant that has really good, it's homemade, and so I'll get a piece of that if we go there to eat and bring it home, and I just have the one piece, and it's in my nutrition analyzer, and it's planned for.
Right.
So that's, you know, how I try to work it in. Is, you know, I don't think you can totally do without, but you just have to plan for it and, you know, and not eat a whole bunch.
What's a splurge for you? Besides the pie. I'm assuming you had your splurge meals during this period.
Right. Well, sometimes it's just more of something that you really like anyway.
Okay.
Like sometimes I might want a bigger portion of steak, and I do like my red meat. So it might be a larger steak, and that would be my splurge.
Okay, got it. And now, was that common, just to have more of like a steak or something, or did you have, was there some other food that other people could relate to that some might think are off the plan, but it's really not off the plan?
Oh, no. Like, not too long ago, I had cookies. I wanted cookies, so I took and I looked up on the nutrition analyzer, and I also have one of the directories that a book that you sold that lists all the values too. And so I just looked up what the cookies were and planned those in, and that's what I had, was cookies.
Right.
That was my splurge.
Okay. And so, yeah, you're still eating stuff that people will think, well, you can never have this again, you know?
Yeah, no, I still eat it.
Right.
I mean, I just don't eat as much of it eat it as often.
Right.
It just has to be planned for. But, you know, that's what's great is you can do that.
What supplements do you take? What supplements, let's put it this way, what supplements will you not be without?
Well, as far as supplements, the multivitamin and the calcium, and then there's, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called EFA. It's an oil in a capsule.
The essential fatty acids, right.
Right. Yeah, those there. And then sometimes I like to have protein shakes, too. It seems like sometimes if I'm really going through a time of being really hungry or I'm having trouble getting my protein in, I find those helpful. But I really prefer to try and get it in just through the food I eat.
Got it. And I just, you know, I don't like to belabor that, but, you know, the basics of supplementation are pretty much the basics for everyone that are doing a successful transformation. And, you know, what you said just echoes 99.5% of what everyone else is doing who's a success with a body transformation. So I just wanted to at least get that in and leave it alone. So now I think you said that, well, remind us again, what size were you when you were your heaviest? And what size are you now?
I was buying a 16 in the women's department, and I'm buying 4 and 6s now.
16 to 4 and 6s. That's
just I can buy any 6, and I can buy some 4s.
Just incredible. Just incredible.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It is. It's great. I mean, and I love it when people come up and you know, ask me about it, too, because, you know, I tell them what it is. I give them the website address, you know, and just tell them how great it is.
Well, you know, there's always a chance that, and it's very, very common for people that have lost a substantial amount of weight, to have a period where they go through what I call a recycling or somewhat of a lapse, not necessarily a full-blown relapse or what have you. But one of the things I just want you to answer is, one, why do you think you won't have a full-blown relapse this time if you don't? And what would give you that confidence if you have it?
Well, I don't think that I would have a full-blown relapse because I have all the tools and all the information that I need to be successful. I mean, in knowing all that, I think it's hard to not be successful. I mean, it had to take some major life event to, you know, have a relapse, and then I think it would only be short-lived at the most because, you know, because you would wake up and say, wait a minute, you know, I've got this thing going on in my life. I got to get it under control, and then, you know, everything else falls back into place. But just all the tools are there. And if you reach a point where you think, you know, and I felt really pretty thin for a while, especially right at the end of the summer challenge. Well, now I don't feel quite that thin anymore.
Oh.
So I'm ready to go on. But I took a little break. And just decided to kind of do a little bit of a maintenance thing because I felt that's what I need to do. But what's great is all the tools are there.
Right.
I mean, to keep, so you can stay on track. I mean, there's no reason not to. And you can eat, you know, any food you want as long as you plan it and, have it, you know, plan for it actually.
Well, where do you want to go? What's ultimate for you?
Ultimate for me, I'm thinking like 125 for a weight, maybe 120.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know where that'll be with body fat because I was so heavy.
Right.
It's hard to get a body fat.
Right.
But, I'm what they call an apple, so I've lost a lot, you know, in my legs and that, but I have all this other I want to get rid of yet, too, that's in the middle.
Sure.
And, you know, so that's where I'm at. And, you know, and if it, and if I, it takes, if I have to go to a lower weight to achieve that, then that's where I go. Because I know I can do it. I know the program's there. Everything's in place.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's just a matter of following it.
It's a matter of following it. What has this impacted you? We can see the tremendous physical changes, and we're not even necessarily seeing everything from the very beginning, you know, the 196 necessarily. But has this impacted you in ways other than physical?
Well, I think it gives you more confidence because, you know, here you are, you're being successful at doing this, which was something you really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as you become more and more successful with it or keep seeing continued success, you just keep building that more confidence, and then it just flows over into all other areas of your life.
Did when you were 190, it was 196 when you started, right?
Right.
When you were 196, did you think that 11 months later you'd be speaking to me talking about being 120 pounds?
No, not at all. I thought I was at a point that I was too old and I could never lose weight or be thin again in my life.
So if I would have told you back in January, now, Karen, I would expect, you're 196 now, and I know it's your heaviest, and I would expect that sometime this year you and I are going to have a conversation, and you're going to be in the 140s and on your way to 120. How does that sound? You would have said what?
I would have said, well, you know, we'll see, you know. In the back of my mind, I would have thought, oh, yeah, right, you know. But hey, you know, here I am. So
absolutely.
It's great. And I figure, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
You think, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, anybody can do it. It's just that simple.
Well, that kind of leads me into the final question, which is, what do you have to say? Speak directly to the person who is in your where you were in January, but maybe they haven't quite made up their mind yet, like you did, to try this. What would you say to them?
Well, I tell them, now look, this is the best thing that I've ever done, and if I can do it, I know you can do it. I didn't think that I could do it, and I started out with just a little bit of exercise. And that's what you got to do. You just got to start. You can't wait till you know the whole program. You just got to start with what you know, and you got to keep learning, and you just keep going down that path, and it's going to happen. There's no way it's not going to happen.
That's excellent advice. I want to thank you so much for spending some time with me this evening on this interview.
That was wonderful.
You're going to be a great motivation for so many people that you just have no idea, and most of them won't take the time to say thank you, but I'll say thank you for them.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we'll be watching you and keeping track, and so, you know, if you need anything, of course, you always know where to go. But
sure.
That's really about it. That concludes this interview. Thank you again. And Thank you for listening. For more information about Club Lifestyle, or to take a free 30-day test drive as a member, just visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Make sure you check out the many other success stories we have available through our podcasting and success gallery area of our website.